Welcome, welcome to Pocket Toyed, the internet's garbage hole of internet game hands portable. Yes. I am Addison / Crackety Jones on Ye Olde Destructoid, and here with me, as always, is my, alright, I suppose, co-host,
Jordan / Jackal 27.
Yeah. And today, we have finally returned from the ashes to talk at you about a video game.
Yep. We haven't recorded for like all 9 years because, well, you know.
Which is why this intro is so good. This is the best intro.
Actually, it's kind of crazy with the end of school and all that crap and me stopping one job and starting another job and then finishing classes and then going to 5 graduations. And then yesterday was literally my first day off in 3 weeks. Every day for the last 3 weeks before yesterday, I was like doing something all day long.
But everything should be kind of slower now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. Well, neat. What you been playing? What you been playing with them hands of yours? That sounds bad.
I've been playing things. I don't want to talk about all of them, but those things include everything that we've talked about last time, because I still haven't finished Luigi's Mansion or Etrian Odyssey 4 or any of that, or Monster Hunter or any of those. So those are still being played pretty frequently. But there's other things that I've been playing. And I don't remember what they were. Oh, yes. One of those things is Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen. I've actually been playing that game a lot. I never played the first Dragon's Dogma. And so I saw that Dark Arisen was coming out. And I heard lots of good things from different people that have pretty similar tasting games to me. And so I was like, I didn't know if I wanted to buy it because I didn't really like Skyrim.
So basically you're like, hey, I could use some more Monster Hunter in my life. I'll buy another Monster Hunter that isn't a Monster Hunter.
Kinda. I don't know what it was. It came out and then there were like 3 games I was trying to decide between: that, Soul Hackers, and Pandora's Tower. And they were all $40. So I was just like, I couldn't pick, and it took me like a couple weeks to decide. But then I was finally like, even though Soul Hackers and Pandora's Tower are going to be the more rare ones, I just really wanted to play Dragon's Dogma for some reason. And even though I was like almost convinced I wasn't going to like the game, I still bought it. But I ended up really loving it. So it's
I need to get that game.
It's fun. I mean, it's cool. It has just has, like, I really hated Skyrim. I mean, I didn't hate it, but there's a lot of things about Skyrim that I really hated. And I typically don't really get along well with open world games for lots of different reasons. I'm just not good at making my own fun, and something about them just feels, I don't know, bare or just kind of unpolished. And so when I got Dragon's Dogma, I was a little worried because I'd heard there were lots of annoying little things, but all the annoying little things don't really annoy me that much. And also, a lot of the things I think that are wrong with Dragon's Dogma are just things that are wrong with most open-world games. But it does some stuff that most open-world games don't do well. Like, it has really fun combat. And has a really neat quest system, too, which I like. But yeah. I think my favorite part is fighting, is kind of the Monster Hunter-influenced stuff. Because there's, like, basically there's, like, Ray Harryhausen monsters. Like, straight up. I don't know if that's because of the bad frame rate that they seem like they're stop motion, but but I mean, the monster designs are very, it seems very inspired by that Ray Harryhausen kind of stuff. Like, as soon as you see a manticore or a cyclops, you're just like, something about this feels very, I don't know, like it could come out of like a Sinbad movie. And then, like, you fight it and you can jump on
its
back.
Wait, hold on. I don't understand what these monsters have to do with First Kid.
Shut up.
Well, Sinbad was definitely in that movie. He was the bodyguard for the first son.
I was so confused. Or Shazam, you know?
No, that's Shaq. Rapist.
this is getting worse and worse. But yeah, it's a good game. It's fun. I like it. Other than that, I mean, the stuff that I already mentioned a second ago, really just the stuff we've been playing for review. I've actually been pretty busy, so I haven't played a lot of things. Let me mention real quick, though, because I almost forgot about this. I've been playing a lot more Harmonite. I haven't beaten it yet, though, because that game's really frustrating and hard. But I like that game a lot. I like it better than when we talked about it last time.
Yeah. Awesome. I was just about to ask that.
It really kind of grew on me. It was bugging me before, but then a lot of the stuff that kind of irritated me, I just kind of grew accustomed to, and I like it a lot. It's fun.
My computer is stable?
Amazing.
I think everything's good on it now.
That has been one of my favorite things to happen, is your computer saga.
Oh, gosh. To catch listeners up that might not know, back when I got my tax return back in, like, February or whatever, I ordered all these parts and built a new computer, and it worked for a little bit, and then, like, after a couple days, the motherboard died, so I got the motherboard replaced. It worked for a while, and then my graphics card went out, which may or may not have been my fault. I can't really understand why it would have been, but I was overclocking it, but, like, not so much that it should have died, I don't think. But anyways, got that replaced, and now everything's good, and I downloaded Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Oh, and yeah! I need to get
that game is ridiculous. It's, I love the dialogue and the humor of the game, but some of the mechanics of it kind of annoy me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm not good at the game. I played for a while, got far, stopped, came back. My save file was just not there. So I had to start the game completely over and replay, like, a huge opening section. Mm. But I'm enjoying it. I just kind of... I find it difficult to find the drive to want to play it, though.
Mm.
Just because, like I said, I don't know if it's just because I'm bad at it or what, but... Or if it's just too hard. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a video game puss.
Maybe you're just bad at videos.
But I would still recommend that game, especially since it's like $15. But speaking of being bad at video games, I have gotten heavily into a video game recently because of you.
What game?
Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate.
Oh, yes!
Or, wait, is that what it's called? Ultimate? Is that what the U stands for?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so I'm into Monster Hunter in a deep, deep way now.
You really like it?
I really like it.
See, that's the thing about Monster Hunter. It's like, I always think that that people aren't going to like it, but then once you play it, I don't know, at first...
Once you get past that, the, like, kind of drawn-out intro stuff, and you actually start, like, upgrading stuff and figuring out how everything works and having these epic battles with giant fire-breathing birds.
Dude, we need to play that more.
That damn Corpeco.
Ugh. Oh my gosh, F that guy.
I hate him. I hate him so much, and he's like, I'm just going to fly away.
For sure.
Like, I hate you. Why? Why do you fly away? Just let me kill you.
I kind of hate all the monsters in that game at one point or another.
Yeah, lately I've just hated Royal Ludoth and Corpeco.
Always Royal Ludoth. Forever.
But yeah, I am in love with Monster Hunter right now. I've got, like, half Azeroth and half Ludroth armor, and I'm using the Ludroth pair dual blades.
Nice.
Yep. So, I'm really digging that, and other than that, that's all I've really been playing, other than the stuff that we will talk about together in a bit.
Oh, speaking of Monster Hunter, so Bennett's been playing the 3DS version, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We should all, like, meet at my parents' house, you, me, and him, and, like, all play together. I don't know
That'd be fun if
we could, but I think we can. Anyway.
I'll just, like, bring my Wii U and hook it up in another room.
I don't know if you can.
Oh, but then Bennett couldn't play.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. But anyway, so Bennett's been playing it and really liking it. And I was like, Bennett, like, let me check your card. It'll show me, like, all your stats and stuff. And he had over 100 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
And he...
How does he do these things with games? Dude, how does he have all these hours?
This is my brother, dude. I have no idea. And I don't understand. I don't understand at all. And so he has over 100 hours. And then also, what was the other thing? Like, he's only at the 6-star quests.
What?
Yeah! He hasn't even done any of the, like... Because the multiplayer quests, they're kind of the post-village quests.
Yeah.
But he hasn't even done any of those at all.
Is, like, he just, like, farming like crazy?
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know! I never know! How does he put in 400 hours on Pokemon every time? I don't know.
He must just fall asleep playing it.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. I mean, he used to back in the day. He doesn't anymore. It's just, I don't.
That's pretty crazy.
It's really crazy. But I totally believe it because, and he knows how much he plays it. Like, I mean, he had like, he used to have 500 hours on like Terraria or something after like a month of owning it. And he just does this with games just sometimes. I don't know how, but I'll just be like, hey, Bennett, how have you been liking Monster Hunter? And then he'll give me this look. And I just know. And I just know. And I'm like, how long have you played it? And then he just kind of gives me another look, like, of shame. Like, I don't want to say.
He has a pretty ridiculous amount of hours in Fire Emblem also, doesn't he?
Yeah. No, not as much as me. I had more than he did. I think he finished in, like, 60 or something.
Hey, I thought of another quick thing that I played that I wanted to briefly talk about.
What'd you play?
Actually, two things now that I think about it. I downloaded some junk onto my Wii U. I got Super Metroid for 30 cents and got...
Oh, yeah, I got that too.
I got really into that Saturday. I hadn't... Like, I bought it on my Wii forever ago, but never really played it. And I never had played it before, really. And so I started playing it Saturday afternoon, and, like, I sat there and played and played and played and played. But why can't Metroid crawl?
I really hope that those are real, those screenshots.
I hope so much. Yeah, I went and looked at the Miiverse, and I was like, what is wrong with you people?
I mean,
I was like, I'm not even good at video games, and I have gotten way past all of this.
Well, I can totally understand, though, because I remember, whenever I first played Metroid, or Super Metroid, I had heard all these amazing things about it, and I was like a teenager or something. And I couldn't do anything. I couldn't figure out, because I'd never played a game like that before that was just like, dropped you in and was like, okay, have fun. And then, you know, the way you progressed was by running into obstacles and having to find ways to you know, get past those obstacles. But it's like, in most games today, that's not how things work. It's like you find something and then you're like, okay, I just keep moving forward to my next, you know, thing. On that game, it's like, oh, like you need... Like, you're supposed to, like, lose your way and then find something and then come back to it. And it's like, that's just...
Yeah, I actually got myself stuck in an area, and that's the only reason I quit. Because, like, I got just stuck in this area and had no idea how to advance. So I was like, well, I guess I'll come back to this.
What area are you in? Because I'm stuck, too. It's been a while since I played it. And I get stuck at this one part every time.
Well, I'm trying to remember what the last upgrade was that I got. Can't remember.
I think mine was the high jump was the last one I got.
I haven't got the high jump yet.
That might be where you are.
What do you open yellow doors with again?
Super bombs.
How do you do a super bomb? Oh, okay. Well, I need to get those. Anyways, Super Metroid is crazy. Great and way worth 30 cents if you have a Wii U.
Yeah, for sure. Especially because we know you're not playing anything else on there.
Yeah, well, that's not true. The only video games I've been playing lately I've been on my computer and on my Wii U because I've been watching Netflix on there and playing Monster Hunter. And then I downloaded a demo that I was going to see if you played. Downloaded the Wii U demo of Resident Evil Revelations, the port of the 3DS game.
I downloaded it, but I haven't played it yet.
I was hoping you had played it so we could talk about it. It's fun, and it looks really nice, but I kind of think I prefer the 3DS one.
How come?
The aiming.
Really?
Aiming the gun on there was just a little too slow for me and kind of awkward.
On the Wii U version, it was too slow?
Yeah. At least I...
Breaking up.
I thought so. It felt like it to me. But it's still great, and I highly recommend it, especially if you got a chance to check out the 3DS one. Ah, dang it. How about now? Sound okay?
Yeah.
That was a delayed answer, so that's not good.
I keep thinking that you're slowing down because I'm playing Super Star Wars, and then I remember that video games don't use the internet in 1993.
Yeah, that's true. Do I sound okay?
Yeah, you sound fine now.
Okay. Yeah, so I highly recommend Resident Evil Revelations, especially if you haven't got a chance to check out the 3DS one. Even though I didn't like the aiming that much, it's still definitely worth getting.
Yeah. Especially if you don't have I don't know why you'd be listening to this and not have a 3DS. But if you...
Maybe they have a Vita.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true. I don't know why you'd... Once again, I don't know why you'd be listening to this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry.
I'm working on it. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be better.
I'm trying so hard. I wish we had better Vita coverage, but there's just not that much to cover most of the time, and so we miss some things because when they actually show up. But anyway.
Yeah. E3 should be good.
Let's hope.
I think there's going to be a lot of Vita stuff at E3.
I hope so.
So, anyways, that's all. You want to do your review stuff?
Sure. I'll do my review stuff. Okay, so now it's time for our reviews. I will start us off here with... show you my iPhone games first or my 3DS games?
Why don't you do your iPhone ones first?
Let's do the iPhone games. Okay. So, ironically, the games that I enjoyed the most were on the iPhone this time. Because not really, not really ironically, but... usually I really prefer my 3DS, but I found a pair of games on the iPhone that I've really been enjoying lately. The first one is called Rogue Ninja, and I believe I got it for $1. You can find it in the RPG section or whatever. Rogue Ninja, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It is pretty much a Shiren the Wanderer type roguelike clone. It is very, very similar to Shiren the Wanderer, but you play as this adorable little ninja, and you fight little monsters. And it's $1. It's a really fun game. And I'm almost 100% sure it's on Android as well, because I think it actually premiered on Android.
What's it called?
Rogue Ninja.
Let me check.
I remember it being on Google Play or something. I remember something about that. But it's a fun game. When I originally saw it, it had not a very attractive art style, but they've really upgraded the art now, and it looks much nicer. But yeah, it's a really fun game. And if you like roguelikes... I'm sure you have plenty of options on the iPhone, but you might want to check this game out. It's really good. I don't really want to give it a numerical score, but I would say buy it. I mean, it's $1, and it's fun. Did you find it for Android?
It didn't show up, but there's... Looks like there's one on, like, a third... Well, it's not on the Google Play Store.
Oh, okay. So. Well, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, if it was out on Android, it was out a long time ago, so I don't know. I've never used any Android in anything, so I don't really know. But whatever. The next game I want to review is called Sorcery, with an exclamation point.
Sorcery!
Sorcery! And who made this game? Hold on. Let me...
I did.
Restart it. It's made by some guy. You might recognize his name. Probably not. But if you grew up in like the 80s, you may. Steve Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve Jackson's Sorcery. Steve Jackson. He's a guy that I guess made like a bunch of like role-playing, choose-your-own-adventure style stuff in like the 80s and stuff. Sorcery is...
He's responsible for a lot of different board game stuff like Munchkin.
Is he?
I'm pretty sure Steve Jackson did Munchkin.
I don't know. I mean, it seems they talk about him like he's a famous guy. He made Fighting Fantasy. I know that.
Maybe it's not the same Steve Jackson.
Maybe. Could be. You never know. But yeah,
that's Munchkin.
Yeah. Anyway, so he made this game called Sorcery, and he made it with some other dudes. And I don't really know too much about the production, but it is $5 on the App Store. And I was really kind of drawn to it because it had a really neat art style. And I started looking at their description, and there were all these reviews that were super, super positive. And so I was like, you know what? I'll give this game a shot. And what do you know? It's essentially a choose-your-own-adventure RPG game. It's the first of four chapters. And there are thousands upon thousands of choices that can happen in this game. It basically plays out like a choose-your-own-adventure book where you, like, you know, walk into a town and then you can go to, you know, different parts. And then you have different decisions that you can make there. But you can always, like, you know, cast a spell or you can always, you know, do different things. And it's really freaking cool. It's super cool. The gameplay itself gave me some Crimson Shroud vibes. If you liked Crimson Shroud, I really think you'll dig this game. I finished it in just a couple of hours, but you can play through it multiple times. And like I said, it's the first chapter of four that'll be coming out. You can play through it multiple times and and have a completely different experience because of different gameplay decisions. But like an example of something that happened in this game that made it really cool was I went across this bridge, and then there was this like witch that appeared in front of me, and she was like, I'm going to ask you these questions. And then I got it wrong and the bridge disappeared and I fell into a valley. And in this valley, I wandered around and found a cave, and I walked up to the cave and it was obvious that a giant lives there. And I was like, oh crap, I guess I'll investigate it anyway. But then I found out the giant was dead, and I found his skull with like a hole in it. And then it had like, I examined it and it was like, it has teeth in it. And I was like, take the teeth for whatever reason. I thought maybe I could sell them for trinkets or something. And then another giant came at me out of the cave, and I had the option to, like, attack it or cast a spell. And I was like, oh, F, I don't think I can fight this thing. I guess I'll cast a spell. And so I did, and I just picked a random spell because you basically pick from three different characters, and those characters form a spell. And you have a spell book, but I didn't have time to look at it. And so I was like, I'll just do this fob spell or something like that. And what ended up happening is I used the giant's teeth that I had just found to summon my own giant, and the two giants fought each other to the death, and it was pretty awesome. And that's the kind of stuff that happens in this game. I mean, it's like
that's crazy.
Yeah, and there's like tons of choices like that. You could end up having not even seeing that event, or it could play out completely differently for you depending on how you do things.
It's how much?
It's $5, and like I said, there's going to be three more chapters, so I'm not sure if those will cost money or be like in-app purchases or how much they'll be or whatever. But as it stands, I really, really, really enjoyed this game. It's super fun. Oh, and the way the battle system works is really cool. Basically, you have you and your opponent, and every turn that you defend, you kind of regain some stamina, and you have the option every turn of attacking using a certain amount of stamina. If you use more stamina than your enemy, then you will do extra damage. If your enemy defends and you attack and use up a bunch of stamina, you only do like one damage. So it sounds kind of confusing, but it's this really unique battle system that kind of, I don't know, plays on luck, but also strategy. I don't know, really fun. Great original type of RPG that I've never really even seen before. Like I said, the thing I could compare it to is sort of like Crimson Shroud mixed with a choose-your-own-adventure novel or something along those lines. But I would say definitely buy this game if this sounds up your alley. I had tons of fun with it. So, yeah.
Neat.
Yeah, it's neat. It's a good game.
I'll give that a thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up my butt. Talk.
What kind of 3DS junkers you been junking with your hands?
Well, I've got three games to talk about. Four, actually, but we'll wait
I hate
about
it.
One with you. The first game I'm going to talk about is a little game known as Crazy Construction.
Oh, boy. That sounds crazy.
Oh, it's pretty crazy, all right.
That's just too much.
It is published by G-Style, the same guys who published Galaxy Saver and a couple other things. It is a Japanese game through and through. I don't want to spend too much time on this game, but the way that you play it is things fall from the sky. Basically, you have a platform at the bottom of the screen. Things fall from the sky. Tables, chairs, speakers, all kinds of stuff. And you pile them.
Why?
And try and balance them up to a
certain... Why do they fall from the sky?
Up to a certain point of the screen. And once they reach that point and they can stay balanced for 3 seconds, then you win. And then your workers come in and build a building out of it. And it throws in different elements like thunderclouds that will electrocute your falling pieces and then just make them tumble like you can't control them anymore. And just different things like that. But all in all, this game, not very fun. It has really repetitive music. It has a pretty dumb story. And I just couldn't see myself coming back to it. I played it for like a day, finished the whole thing. I don't know why I played it all in a day, but it was just kind of, I think I was just like, I want to knock this review copy out of the way so I don't ever have to worry about it again. But it was just not my cup of tea. Not a great game. If you're looking for something that is good and is along the same lines, I could recommend Art of Balance Touch, which we reviewed before, and has very similar gameplay where you have different pieces that come down and you have to basically build a balanced structure out of them. And that game is actually really fun, super cheap, and has like 300 stages. This game is not very cheap and is not very good either, so I would not recommend it. It's a weird game, though. I'll say that. Like, they try to pull off this kind of weird Japanese vibe, like, to make it fun, but it just doesn't. It's just not fun. Crazy Construction is $5, and it is not worth...
Wow.
It's not worth that price.
Why is it $5?
I don't know. You could also knock this game out very fast. It's very short. And with all the incredible puzzle games on the eShop, that you can play practically forever, including Art of Balance Touch, by the way, which I actually do recommend. I don't know why you would choose this one. So, don't bother with Crazy Construction.
Maybe because you got poo for brains.
Maybe because you got poo for brains. Okay. Other games to review. Good lord. All right. Next game I'm going to review is a little game called The Starship Domray. And it is the first game in the Guild 02 series. And I am going to warn you guys, I haven't actually finished this game yet, so I'm not going to give a numerical score to Starship Domray. Oh, crap. I didn't give a numerical score to Crazy Construction. I give Crazy Construction a 4 out of 10. And I'll just edit that into that part. So the next game I'm going to review is a little game called The Starship Domray. The Starship Domray is a... I don't know how to explain this. It's a kind of an adventure horror thingy.
thingy.
Yeah, it's not really...
So it's not like a Dead Space clone.
No. It's not a straight-up horror game at all. It has spooky elements and a couple of scary parts. There was one part that made me scream out loud. I just kind of was like, bah! Oh, good lord. And there's spooky elements like with the sound effects and different things. For instance, there's like almost no music in the game at all. You just kind of wander around. You hear like creaky noises all throughout this starship. It's like an adventure horror game thingy. I already can tell you guys, I know this from reading other stuff, that the game is very short. Most people seem to beat it in about 2 or 3 hours, which is pretty short for an $8 game. But at the same time, you know, you pay $8 to go to the movies, so...
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But Starship Domray is a... Basically, I don't want to give away too much of the story, and it's hard to give away... to review this without giving away things. But I'll say that essentially you are a guy who wakes up with amnesia trapped in sort of a deep sleep pod on a spaceship. And the only way that you can explore the spaceship and figure out what happened is by remote controlling a robot. And so you are kind of remote controlling this robot in a first-person perspective through the hallways of this spaceship, trying to unlock different like offices and segments of the ship and try and get clues as to what happened. There's some puzzles which are very adventure game-ish. You know, take this item, fill it up with this, then take it here, and then this door opens, things like that. But they can get kind of irritating. Like, they don't really ever feel satisfying to solve, and when you're stuck, they can feel very infuriating. And I've already gotten stuck a few times. In fact, I'm stuck right now. And so it feels like possibly some of that was there to pad out the length, but, you know, I don't know. It just, that stuff was kind of irritating. And I dig the idea that this game was made, because it even tells you at the beginning, there are no tutorials or instructions in this game. Basically, part of the game is supposed to be like you feeling lost, like not having any clue what to do or where you are. And I think that's cool and all, but when it makes me frustrated because I have no idea what to do next, I don't really dig that too much in games. No. And that could just be me. But and I've also never been good at adventure games either, so that could be me as well.
It's not like sometimes games are like, hey, we didn't do this or we did this badly because this reason, but it doesn't make it any more fun. It doesn't make me want to play the game more because you just because you gave a reason for doing something that was kind of shitty.
Yeah. Also, one thing that gets on my nerves, and I'm going to play this for you real quick, is the robot's walking sound is the same sound that's very repetitive, and it's like all you hear. And that can get irritating because the game kind of suggests that
maybe that's
that you wear headphones. But
maybe that's part of the game. Is it, they're trying to drive you insane?
Yeah, that's part of it. Well, it's working. No. But the coolest, I mean, this game does have some really cool stuff, though. The atmosphere is really, really neat. Just kind of the, like, exploring the ship and, I don't know, the kind of the world that it builds feels very, you know, alien and very dark and mysterious. And I like that. It has some cool stuff. And also, the story is really neat. I have no clue what's going on right now. And I hear that there's some pretty big twists at the end. So that's pretty neat. I'd really like to finish this game up. So, I mean, I like the Starship Domre. I'm glad that I bought it. I'm not sure I could recommend it to everyone, but you know, if it sounds up your alley and you also like to support things like Guildo 2 and, you know, you also want to try something from the eShop, then, you know, I could recommend it, but otherwise I'd give it like a 7 out of 10. But yeah.
It's not bad.
No, yeah. It's not a bad game, but it definitely has some issues that kind of make it or kind of hamper it. The enjoyment. So
was that that's all?
Oh no, there's one
all
more.
Your stuff?
There's one more.
What did I almost skip?
My last game that I have to review is called Mario and Donkey Kong Minis on the Move.
Oh yes.
And I'm just gonna get this out there to begin with. Mario and Donkey Kong Minis on the Move it's a huge game. Like there's so much crap in this game. And so I'm going to say that I feel comfortable in reviewing it, but I have not finished it because there's a lot. Like, I've been playing this game quite a bit, and there's a bunch of stuff to do on here. So Mario and Donkey Kong Minis on the Move, it's a puzzle game. Essentially, how you play is there will be a little miniature, you know, toy Mario or Donkey Kong or Peach or Toad or whoever, whichever one you pick. They don't really have different attributes or anything. They just look different. And have different voiceovers. They'll pop out of a pipe, and what you have to do is on the side of the screen, little pieces will drop down that'll be straight paths or curved paths or four-way paths, and you lay these little tiles down trying to guide the mini as it walks automatically to coins around the puzzle and then eventually to the exit. And it sounds pretty simple, like, you know, eventually you'll get to the exit, but they throw in a lot of different things that can make it much more challenging, like you know, blocks that are indestructible, blocks that'll just like kind of like spiked blocks, ones that will catapult you like two spaces forward, stuff that you have to like turn manually. There's just lots of different ways to you know, make things more frustrating for your brains, and they can get pretty frustrating. But I've actually been having a lot of fun with this game. It's a good pick-up-and-play game, even if sometimes I'm just, you know, swearing at the top of my lungs. after, you know, barely failing a stage. But there are there's four different main, like, puzzle parts of the game. There's 60 stages, which are in Mario's main event. And as you play through Mario's main event, you'll unlock other things, such as Puzzle Palace and Mini Mini Mayhem and Giant Jungle. And each of those are, you know, just limited puzzles, but, you know, they have their own little gimmicks to them. For instance, in Giant Jungle, you play as Donkey Kong, and the puzzle that you have to navigate him through is, like, gigantic. It's huge. And that's kind of the, you know, the gimmick of that one. You also, like, earn stars as you play, which unlock little figurines you can look at in 3D and different stuff. But also it unlocks mini-games, which are actually my favorite part of this game. Did you ever play the mini-game in, like, the DS version of Mario 64 or in New Super Mario Brothers, where you could, like, you'd pull back on the slingshot on the bottom touchscreen and shoot shoot ba-bombs or whatever? Or
You'd shoot. That was awesome.
Yes. Well, these mini-games are all variants of that mini-game, which is really cool. There's one called Mini Target Smash, where basically these targets come in and fly onto the screen, and you have, you know, and they'll disappear if you don't hit them fast enough, and you have to catapult, you know, little minis at them and break the targets. And there's, like, three of those. There's Fly...
Break the targets!
Break the targets! There's Fly Guy Grab, where Fly Guy, or little Shy Guys will, you know, fly around the screen, and you have to shoot a claw up and try and pull them down, like, basically fishing for Shy Guys. But there's only, like I said, there's, like, different formations, and you only have a certain amount of time to grab them. And then there is Elevation Station, which is my least favorite, where you basically have to turn a wheel on the bottom screen to move a mini up and down to collect coins without getting hit by bullet bills. And then my favorite one is called Cube Smash, which is basically kind of a breakout sort of thing, where there's a giant cube that's made up of smaller cubes, and you shoot minis up onto the screen and try and break the cube down as fast as you can, essentially. And there'll be, like, little time limit extenders that appear and little bombs that appear that'll blow up the cube more. And then there's a second version of that where there'll be different forms of cubes and you have to try and break them in as few shots as possible. But yeah, those mini games are all, like, high score based and stuff. And they're kind of my favorite part of this game. But the coolest part, and something that I feel like will eventually become my favorite part, is that this game has online play where you can create your own like mini mazes or whatever, and also download or just play online other people's. You don't have to download them. You can just immediately hit play and it'll load it up. Or if you want to keep it, you can download it. And people make some really freaking cool ones, and a lot of goofy ones that also are worthless and just play themselves as well. But I don't know. This is a really fun game. It's good. It's $10. You can decide for yourself if it's worth it or not, but there's a lot to do here. And I think it's a really good puzzle game. I would give it, I think, an 8.5 out of 10. So,
How much is it again?
It's $10.
$10.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds worth it to me.
Yeah, it's a good game.
I still haven't even touched the original Game Boy Advance one.
Oh, that one's amazing. That's my favorite one because it's like, did you ever play the Game Boy Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like a puzzle platformer. It's not about minis or anything, but which is kind of, I know that, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of the whole minis. I would love for them to get back to that, to, you know, the actual, like, concept of the Game Boy Advance game. But, you know, this is actually, it's a really fun game, and I could definitely recommend it, so.
Well, neat.
Yeah.
Hey, Jordan.
That was a lot of freaking reviews.
Hey, Jordan.
What?
You ever boot up a game, and the very first slide you see is in Comic Sans?
Why, yes, Addison. Yes, that
sometimes,
has happened to me.
Sometimes that happens when you play Color Commando. You ever play Color Commando?
Yes, Addison, I have played Color Commando. Have you ever played it?
I've played Color Commando.
Do we have to talk about Color Commando?
I think we do.
Since they sent us two review copies. So, Color Commando is a DSiWare puzzle platformer? Not really.
Yeah.
You don't really jump.
It's just like different scenarios, and it's like, oh, how are you gonna get your treasure on this one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are you gonna do now? It's like, I don't know. Stop giving me these, please.
Addison, why don't you explain the basic gameplay of Color Commando?
Okay, so your little guy that you control, he spawns at one location of the map, and you'll see on the map three coins that are kind of optional to collect, but hell, I mean, that. I tried to say hey and hell at the same time, and it sounded awful. But hell, you're already there, you might as well grab them. And then your end goal is collecting the treasure, but uh-oh, there's some monsters, and they're different colors, and they'll touch you, and you'll die.
And they'll touch you.
So, what you have to do is you have to pick up little paintballs, and then you touch the monster on the touch screen, and they got paint all over them, which means you can walk through them for some reason. I don't know why that means they're safe now, but they are, usually, if the game works.
And does the game always work, Addison?
No, it doesn't always work. It has some really bad collision detection. And it's got really, really bad animations.
I don't mind the animations that much. Maybe it's just because I play a lot of indie games, but I thought they were okay.
That main character animation bothers me so much.
I think it's the frame rate that really bothered me, not necessarily the animation itself.
Maybe I'm getting the two mixed up, I don't know.
For now.
But, so it's just stage after stage after stage of that, and it's just not that fun.
No.
I mean, it's only $2, but I still don't really know that I'd recommend it for $2.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't know, man. It's just not. It just has a lot of problems. I feel like it's kind of a neat idea. Like I've said this to you, I feel like it's a neat idea, but it just has a lot of. It just has poor execution, we'll say.
Yeah, it was definitely executed poorly, and I don't even. I mean,
Comic Sans should be evidence enough of that.
Oh my gosh!
Why would you ever pick Comic Sans for your game's font?
And also, like, maybe I'm just being nitpicky, but the fact that when the main menu comes up, I can't just press A to start something.
That really
I actually
bugs me.
Have to touch. Like that just bugs me so much. Every time I start the game, I want to press A to pick something.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to press it on the screen. I'm like, why can't I just press it with A? I don't understand. And, that's what I was going to say. I lost my brain for a second. I wouldn't even go so far to say that it's, like, a good or great idea. I would say, I mean, the concept was decent. I just felt like it wasn't that original. It's kind of been done with de Blob.
For those who don't know, this game is developed by Goodbye Galaxy Games, who also developed Flush the Goldfish, Flipper 2. We reviewed that. It was one of our first review copies. It's
been a while.
Yeah, it's developed by a guy named Hugo Smits. But man, this game, not very good, dude. I'm sorry, but needs a lot of polish. It just, like, for instance, one of the things that really bugged me is, like, how the collision detection, like you said, is just awful, and the frame rate is not very good either. It just feels like cheap, and when you go to like climb on a ladder, like it'll happen even if you're like barely touching the ladder. So sometimes you'll accidentally do that, or sometimes you'll just jump, and it just feels bleh, it feels like a bad like the collision detection on a bad NES game sometimes, and that's just unforgivable in a game like this where precision can just, like, if you, basically, because if you get hit once, you're done, you're restarting the whole stage. And there were lots of times where I would just be, you know, like, oh yeah, I'm good, and then, bam, I'm done, because of
or like,
a stupid thing.
If you paint a monster not 100% right or something,
yeah,
it's like, well, I know you think you can walk through here, but surprise, you're dead.
Yeah.
Start the stage over.
And what was like, there was like a glitch that you ran into where you couldn't even like progress a stage.
Yeah, I got stuck on a stage today. I mean, maybe there's some crazy method to get through it I haven't seen, but like, the only thing I could see was like, paint this monster, go up here, get this paintball, paint that monster, go through. And whenever I tried, I died every single time.
Yeah.
Every single time I tried to go through, the second monster that I had painted killed me. And I mean, the puzzles aren't that complicated.
Yeah, they're
not. I can't see any other way to get through.
Yeah, it's just not a fun experience. And when you're looking to buy a game, you're looking to buy a fun experience. I can't recommend this as one.
If you're wanting just a cheap game, like if you're looking, you're like, oh, I got $2 left from this points card I bought.
Then
just
buy,
get one of the,
buy Undead
get one
Rising
of the,
or whatever.
Yeah. get Undead Rising or just one of the like GG series games. Actually, I think Undead Rising is a GG series, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Just get one of those. Those are pretty decent games for a low cost.
Yeah.
Especially Undead Rising.
There's other stuff. Game's so dumb, but it's just, I just love it. It's like a fine wine. It just grows more fun with age. It's like every time I turn that game back on, it just delivers the lulls in droves.
Undead Rising is the 3DS equivalent of Deadly Premonition.
Oh my gosh, that game, dude. I just love the fat guy and how his whole storyline is all about him trying to get food.
Oh,
I wonder if they have any
you
snacks
got us,
in there. And then
you
like,
got
the
us,
zombies
Asians.
Attack.
You got us, Asians. We like food. You're right. You're right. Touche.
Man, whoever made that game needs to keep making games forever.
Please. But yeah, all these developers, I'm sure, I mean, they probably mean well, but just spend more time on one game and less time on releasing 5 games.
Yeah.
And just make one really good game that everyone will love, and then you can make a name for yourself, and it'll be great. Everybody will be happy.
And I mean, there's something to be said for, like, a cool concept and everything. I feel like Color Commando had a pretty neat concept, but when your game just lacks polish, it makes it distracting from the experience. Like, when your game feels unpolished and kind of gross to play, it makes me not want to play it. It doesn't make me excited to turn it on and jump into that world, you know?
Yeah.
Well.
So, wow, we finally got through all that.
That was a lot of reviews.
Yeah. You want to blow through some news real quick?
Yeah, dude. How long have we been recording for? I don't even know.
Well, I think we didn't start recording till like the 25 or 30 minute mark. So, maybe an hour?
Yeah. Okay, cool. We'll do a bit of news.
Okay. So, first thing I want to talk about is hopefully by the time you're hearing this, it will be just a little less than a week away from a pretty big eShop week, because not only does Denpomin 2 come out, which I'm excited for.
I need to beat the first one still, dude.
Me too.
I think I'm in the last stage, unless there's more after this, which would not surprise me, because that game is damn huge.
I just know that it's going to take so long. I'm just going to get the second one and dive in. I'll keep playing both. I don't care. But not only is Denpomin 2 coming out, but we also have Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons being released.
Oh, yes.
And for the first 3 weeks, you can save $1 on each of those. They'll be $4.99 instead of the normal $5.99.
Uh-huh.
And those are both pretty good Zeldas. They're some Capcom... The first Capcom made Zelda's, Minish Cap that we've talked quite a bit about on previous episodes. Sorry, I had a brain fart there. So I'm really looking forward to those.
I'm excited, too, because I own Oracle of Ages? I don't know. And I have played approximately 5 minutes of it. So I'm going to get both of these and really dive into them, because... I don't know. There's Zelda games that I've never really played before, and
I
love Zelda. So
I had Oracle of Seasons back in the day, and
I never finished it, but I remember getting really, really far in it.
Yeah.
And my best friend at the time had Ages, and I think he actually did finish his.
Now, here's a question I have. I know that if you own both versions, you can do the transfer to, like, to like get the extra content. Do you have to... Can you... Do you know if, like, if you bought one and I bought one, if we could, like, do the transfer together? Or do you have to... Is it just, like, the person that owns them both that they have to... You know what I'm saying? You don't know.
I haven't heard... I haven't heard anything about it. I'm sure they've probably talked about it. Am I breaking up?
No, you're fine.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard them talk about it, but I imagine they probably just threw the extra content in on both games. I would hope so.
Well, I mean, what I'm asking is, do you think that if I bought one and you bought one, we could, like, wirelessly unlock the content for each other once we beat them?
Right.
Or do you think that I need to buy both? Because I really want to buy both.
I have no idea, but what I was saying is I'm hoping that they'll just automatically unlock it without having to do a transfer kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
You're not going to buy both?
Well, are they that significantly different? I thought they were basically like different versions of Pokemon.
From what I remember, it was like not crazy different, but more different than two different versions of Pokemon. I could be wrong, but I need to look into that.
I mean, I'll probably end up buying both. They're on sale and everything, but...
Yeah. I mean, it's $5.
Yeah.
So, Ace Attorney 5...
Oh, gosh, dude. Let me just say, we got a question. Somebody asked us what we thought of this. I don't understand the rage, honestly, guys, because...
Also, it was Smurfy Mickey.
Yeah.
That asked the question.
So, basically, Ace Attorney 5 is getting a U.S. release, which we... All of us kind of thought that it was not. Basically, everyone thought that it was not going to get a U.S. release. It's getting a U.S. release, which is good, but it's only getting a digital release, not a physical copy. And a lot of people are pissed about that, and I was kind of surprised by that because I was like, dude, you're getting the game. like you'll be able to play it. Do you understand that? Because otherwise, you wouldn't have been able to play it. And I mean... I'm somebody who always argues for physical copies. I don't really like to buy digital copies, especially of, you know, giant retail games. But if it means I get to play a new Ace Attorney, heck, I don't care. I mean, if it's like, you know, hey, we can't release this game unless we do it digitally, I'm totally for that. No big deal at all.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, at least we're actually getting it.
Yeah, for serious. But I'm actually excited. I've only played part of the first Ace Attorney, but I've always wanted to play more of those games. And I think this will be a good excuse for me to jump back into that series. So
yeah, I'm definitely right there with you. I would totally prefer to have a physical copy, but it's not going to ruin my day.
No way, yeah.
It's like, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah. So...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're fine. You're not breaking up at all.
Are you sure I'm not breaking up?
Yeah.
It just sounds weird.
There's like thunder outside, so it could be my connection too.
I don't think it's thunder.
Could be me playing Super Star Wars interfering with the internet.
No, I think what it is.
Oh, freaking crap.
It's a Pokemon update!
This time I kept saying to myself, too, like, when it starts doing it, I'm going to catch it. I'm not going to fall for it.
Just so you guys know, we don't plan that at all. I actually somehow managed to get him every single week. Yeah, so since last time, there's actually been quite a bit of info. We have box art.
Quite a bit of awesome info.
We talked about the new form of Mewtwo already on an episode, right?
I could be wrong.
I'm pretty sure. But customizable appearance things for trainers have been confirmed.
Yeah, you'll be able to change your skin color and hair color. I saw somebody post on Tumblr, "This is my grandson. What age was he again? Or what race was he again?"
I hadn't seen that yet.
Yeah.
And you can move... Diagonal.
Oh, yeah. But hold on, let me finish. So you can change your, I don't know if you saw this, but you can change your, like I said, skin color, hair color, but they also confirmed on the website that you'll be able to get clothes and accessories too for your
character. Yeah, there's going to be more stuff that you unlock.
That's awesome.
Throughout the game. Like at the beginning of the game, you can make small adjustments and then later in the game, you get more things.
See, that makes me think that there might be a pretty heavy online component, which wouldn't surprise me.
Man, I hope so.
Me too.
But also, since last time, we've had 4 new Pokemon.
Yes!
Revealed. So, we have... I'm trying to find the English names real quick, because I don't have them pulled up, unfortunately. I don't know why I did that. Whatever. There's the panda, and...
Kung Fu Panda.
I'm pretty sure his name was Yamchan.
His name's Kung Fu Panda.
Yanchan, I believe.
His name is Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
He's a fighting panda.
He's fighting panda. And then there's Pidgey.
Yeah.
I mean, Fletchling. I guess he's actually based off of, like, I forgot the name of the bird that's in Japan, but...
The bird that's in Japan.
It's basically, like, the equivalent of the robin in America. They have them, like, everywhere in Japan. I guess it's designed after one of those. Then there is Go-Goat.
Oh, yeah.
Who is a grass-type goat that you can ride in one of the main cities in the game. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you can't ride him, like, anywhere, which would have been awesome. But, I mean, you get to ride him.
I also heard that it might just be a special event, like, for that one city. But...
That's basically what I'm saying.
It was like a rumor, but we'll see.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, as far as we know, that's the only city you can ride him in.
Yeah.
I think Max on one of the Destructoid shows was like, I like how it's taken 6 generations of Pokemon for them to realize, oh yeah, we can ride these things.
Well, also, it shows in the trailer that there's cars, so it's like, why?
Yeah. Well, because they aren't old enough to drive a car. They're only old enough to leave home and capture monsters.
Yeah, and go on giant adventures and take down criminal organizations.
And then the last one is an electric lizard called Helioptile.
Is it
actually Helioptile?
It is a lizard officially. Because I was like, what is that thing?
I mean, it has to be. It ends in isle, like,
yeah,
like reptile. It's got to be. I read some things about it, but dang it, I can't remember where it was now. It's just stuff that I see on the Pokemon XY News Tumblr. So yeah, way excited about those. We got a brief little look of the new Pokédex.
Well, hold on. So I want to know, what do you think of the new Pokémon, of each one of them?
I think they're great. I don't care that much about Fletchling. It's just, you know, Pidgey, whatever. I think Go-Go is really cool. Love his design.
Yeah.
Yanchan, everyone's crazy about him. He's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to seeing what his evolutions are, but I really like Helioptile. I think he's really cool.
Yeah.
And it looks like when you look at his design, it looks like his head will do something. Like,
yeah,
he'll spin his ears and be able to fly.
Well, I just wanted to say, we like the opposite ones.
Oh, really?
I like all of them for sure. I think they're all pretty cool. But like my favorite one is like the bird.
Really?
I think he's really cool. I don't know why. I don't know. I just looked at him and I was just like, as soon as I saw him, I was like, yeah, that's my dude. I'm gonna pick that bird and I'm gonna use it. I don't know why. I just think it's a cool looking bird.
I'm not like, I don't hate it. I'm just meh.
Yeah.
They also recently announced a special edition EV 3DS XL.
Oh yes,
that probably won't come to America.
Yeah,
that's okay though, because I kind of think it's ugly as hell.
Really?
Yeah, it's like
hey, look at all these brown and white stripes on a 3DS. Eevee. It's like, all right, whatever. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for the Pokemon update.
Man, I'm just getting more and more excited for X and Y. I think that I'm really going to love these games.
Me too.
I was really worried because I really didn't like Diamond and Pearl, and I didn't play Black and White, so I don't know if I liked them or not. But you know, then this will be like you know, the first new gen Pokemon that I've played since Diamond and Pearl, and so I was really worried. But as I see more of this stuff, I'm just like, dude, I just want this game all over my body.
Well, it's such a huge evolution for them.
I know.
Yeah, that's like I'm crazy psyched for Animal Crossing, uh-huh. but. More psyched for Pokemon.
Dude, Animal Crossing is... It might be the next episode we record. I mean, we might have one before
that. I hope not, but because...
It's like 2 weeks away.
Wow, actually... Oh, geez, you're right.
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks away, man.
I'm gonna try and do some sneak and get one of the copies that we get at the store early.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because sometimes I'm not... Well, I've... Fuck it. Sometimes when we get things in, we can like look and see how much does this cost with discount and tax and everything.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's $39.82, and we just buy a gift card for $39.82, and then take the product, and then the day that it comes out, like, hey, person, sell this, ring that game up, and use this gift card and sell it to me.
Yes, please do that.
Oh,
my gosh. I think we just got hit by lightning. Hold on for a sec.
Whoa.
Are we still okay?
That was loud. Yeah.
Okay.
We're okay.
Usually when that happens to us, my router gets blown up. So I hope that my router didn't just blow up.
I mean...
No, I'm talking to Addison.
You're still online.
Yeah, I'm still online. I'm talking to Addison right now. Yeah, you probably.
Don't edit it out, because that was cool.
Did you hear it?
Yeah. All right, let's blow through the rest of this news real quick
okay. And
wrap up before we all die in this storm.
And this these tornadoes.
You know what else comes out in June other than Animal Crossing?
What?
Shantae.
Oh my gosh, dude, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Have you ever played the original Shantae before?
I have not, but I'm going to now.
It's a good game. I mean, it's...
Heard.
There's definitely some... wonkiness, but it's, I mean, gosh, it's just so good. It's just so much fun.
So that's a fun thing to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And Sony, that's a name that I don't say often on this podcast.
Uh-huh.
My connection just went bonkers. All right.
This crazy storm, dude, is going to kill us all.
We've got to get through this episode. Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's Pocketoid. Tornadoes or not.
Screw tornadoes.
We'll bring you portable gaming news, even if it kills us.
We will bring you your mediocre video game podcast through rain, sleet, and snow.
And naders.
And tornadoes. Tortadas. Anyways, so Sony is a name I don't say often on this podcast, but they have waived their developer fee for PlayStation Mobile, so that's good.
More indie games for all.
Hooray. So hopefully we'll see a big increase in the amount of games being released. I mean, we already are seeing a big increase. Hopefully we'll see some really cool stuff at E3.
You're going to have to start getting stuff for your Vita, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to, now that there's actually things.
I wish I had a Vita now, because there's starting to be stuff. I really want to play Guacamelee. It was one of the reasons I wish I had a Vita, but, you know, whatever.
There's some... indie stuff announced for the Vita and also PS3 and PS4 recently. Counter Spy, which is just a temporary title. I'm not sure if it'll still be called Counter Spy when it comes out. Mm. It's a little action side scroller. So yay! Also coming to the Vita, more games.
Yay!
The Jak and Daxter collection. You can get for $30. You can get all three of the original Jak and Daxter games, all HDified and stuff. On your Vita.
Huzzah.
I haven't watched the trailer, but one of the top comments is saying the frame rate's really bad, so that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. It's hard to blow through this one too fast, but last week, Google had their Google I/O conference, which is all about developers and stuff, and they announced a few different things. But the thing that's mainly relevant to this show is they announced their Google Play game service, which is like the Game Center on iOS.
I didn't realize what it was.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Like, you can be playing, like, real racing on, like, an iOS device, and then also on an Android device, and then, like, on an Android tablet, and, like, have everyone playing right next to each other.
Whoa.
And you can, like, in real time see, you know, your car bumping into the other person's car and stuff. It's pretty cool. They've got
making sweet, you know, car love.
They've got all the standards, like game invites, scoreboards and achievements and junk like that. It's pretty cool. There's some really good video demos that show that the Streamless interface off. If you want to look that up on YouTube.
Neat.
So I'm looking forward to them implementing that soon.
When are they going to implement that?
I don't think there's a date yet. I haven't seen a date from everything I've been looking at.
Mm.
The only thing that they've actually already launched was their Google Play Music and the Google Hangout.
Mm.
The new Google Hangout. Hey, you know NVIDIA?
Yeah.
They're funny.
Yeah.
They got that NVIDIA Shield.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we talked about that.
I was actually kind of excited for that, but not no more.
Well, you should pre-order one. The pre-orders just went live.
Did they really?
Guys,
how much are they?
Oh, they're $350. You can get one, and it will run Android Jelly Bean, and cost so much money.
Oh my gosh! Like, seriously, guys, what are you trying? What are you... Why? I just don't know why they think that would be a success. Like, why? And then it's going to fail, and everyone's going to say, handheld gaming's dead.
Yeah, because the 3DS is doing so poorly. Yeah. CrackedBat in the comments said, who exactly is this for? And someone said, GTX 6XX rich boys who love Steam. It's like, I love my computer, but I'm not gonna buy one of these things.
No way.
Someone said, $350, and they said the Vita is doomed.
Oh, for sure. It's messed up.
It's
people are dumb. Crazy. Companies are dumb. They do dumb things. And I don't understand. I don't understand why someone can't look at that and say, hey, this is probably not a good idea. Maybe shouldn't do this.
Like, where was all the people that were like, hey, that's... No, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't make that, please. Occam's electric toothbrush in the comments said, $350 for what looks like an original Xbox controller with a screen attached to it? No thanks.
$349.
Yeah, that thing is... Ugh. Like... You can't put that in your pocket. You can't. There's no way that will fit in your
is
pocket.
Is it that big?
It has to be. Like, look at the thing.
I've never seen, like, a size comparison. I've only seen, like...
I mean, have you ever tried to put an Xbox controller in your pocket?
Is it that big? I mean, I thought it, like,
it
had a clamshell
design. It looks like it
has
to be. It does, but, I mean, you're still putting a controller in your pocket. I mean, there's no way that will fit in the pocket. There's no way. Anyways,
still gonna have to buy one for this podcast.
Oh, I'm not.
Yeah, you're gonna have to.
I already got the Vita. It's your turn.
You got it for $75.
I did.
If you can, with
two games and a memory card.
if you can buy me one of those for $75, or if I can buy it for $75, I will. Just for emulators, I would do it.
I still won't buy one. I would totally buy one for $75.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I would.
So what did you think of the new Zeldas?
At first I was like, this looks awesome, but I don't really like this art style. And then I watched it in motion and like watched some trailers and looked at it more and was like, okay, I like this. And like it was came out of nowhere. Like I was not expecting that at all. And I'm crazy excited.
I was either expecting that or Majora's Mask for some reason. I just kind of felt it was time. But
I would have enjoyed Majora's.
I don't know. I mean, I like the art style. Even when I saw it before the 3D, I thought it was pretty neat. I mean, I think that there's some things they could do to make it look cooler, but you know what? It's a handheld 2D Zelda, and I'm not complaining to nobody.
And then there's Yoshi's Story.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That game doesn't look very cool. It looks kind of ugly.
It looks pretty butt, but it's probably going to be really fun.
I hope so, because the DS one was not.
Oh, man, you know what? We'll probably be out by the time this episode goes up.
What?
Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D.
Yeah, but it's... I'll just play the Wii one and then review it.
Yeah. I don't know. Destructo really liked the port. Said it's, like, the most accessible one.
Yeah, because it doesn't have the motion controls, but actually, I really got used to the motion controls in the original. I think just because I thought I was supposed to like them, because everyone seemed to like that game. But when I first played it, I was like, these motion controls, man. And everyone was like, dude, this game's great. And I was like, yeah, the motion controls are great. And then I just
to it. What was that noise?
A noise.
Did you not hear that?
Is it another Pokemon update?
No, I'm not messing with you.
Because it better not be.
Well, it just happened again. That was so weird.
I didn't hear it. Is it Storm?
I don't think so. I think we have a ghost on our podcast.
What are you talking about?
It sounded weird.
What was it?
I don't know. It just sounded like a ghost sink. Like what I imagine like a ghost sink would sound like when it's running water. That's the only way I can think to describe it.
Oh, man. All right. Well, is that all the news?
That's all of it. That's all the news ever.
I remember we asked for suggestions, and one guy was like, you need to divide the segments better, or, like, make the segments more clear. And I was like, how?
Yeah, I thought we did that.
I don't know. Pretty well. I mean, like, the only thing I could think of is, like, get sound bites. They're like, reviews!
But seriously,
with Addison and Jordan!
We should probably
he's so horny!
We enjoy constructive criticism. So, I mean, if there is... like, some way that you want us to divide it up, we will take it into consideration. So, let us know. We actually got...
Don't be a jerk like that one guy that came on our site and said mean things.
Yeah, screw that jerk.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you about that later, actually. We actually got a few questions.
Did we?
Yeah.
About them questions.
The first question, which, Tilder Asgrave, I'm sorry, I don't know if I'm pronouncing your username right, but, and I think you're a girl, because your Twitter icon is a girl, although I know Zeliak has used lots of different pictures of girls, so maybe you're a boy, I'm not sure, but they said, if the world is truly round, then why does Knights of the Old Republic 3 not exist? And while that totally has everything to do with handheld games, we will definitely answer that.
Yes.
I think we're definitely going to see a KOTOR 3 now that all the Star Wars stuff has been sold. I think we're going to see that in Battlefield 3, yeah. Battlefront 3.
Especially because, you know, EA owns BioWare and all that. And
yeah.
Probably likes money.
I hear that they like that. Where is your ghost sink? Why do you keep having a ghost sink?
I don't hear any ghost sink at all.
Oh, that's such a weird noise. It sounds like there's, like, David Lynch sound effects going off. Yeah, I think we're definitely going to see it soon. And I hope it's better than KOTOR 2, because I didn't really like that one that much.
Well, it wasn't a very good game. I mean, it was...
Yeah, not really.
Rushed.
And then Smurfy, he asked about
what we thought about the digital only release of Phoenix from, right? We already covered that, but we love you, Smurfy. Yeah. And then this isn't really a question, but how come everyone has such hard Twitter words as their handle? Oh my gosh, how do you not hear that ghost sync? That's so crazy.
You are insane. You are completely insane.
Maybe my...
It's just the spirit world paying you back for all the times you've tricked me with the Pokemon update noise.
Maybe, like, this sound thing is screwing up my speaker. I don't know. Anyways, how do I pronounce this? Xanthax? Is that right? Xanthax?
Who?
That's how I pronounce it. Xanthax.
Okay.
I don't know. Not a question, but he said, I can't think of one, but you guys are great. From a fellow Missourian.
Thanks.
And
thank you for liking
this may go
movies as much as we do.
Yeah. Thanks, bro. Thanks for also being in Missouri and having to deal with this crazy, insane weather with us every single day.
Every single day. All day.
So, that was everything.
Yep.
Wow. That didn't take as long as I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
Well, okay, love you, bye. Oh, wait, no. That's not how we do this, is it? We do some other things first.
We don't have
I forgot.
To do anything else. It's fine. Everybody knows.
Nah, we might have new listeners.
Done, I'm editing it there.
No, let me just run it through real quick.
Okay.
Okay. I am Addison. /Cracky Jones. You can follow me on Twitter at Addison_L, and you can follow the show on Twitter at Pocketoid. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and leave us a nice, cute little review and rating. We always appreciate those. And check out the Pocketoid Tumblr. I'm always reblogging stuff on there and throwing junk into the queue. And Yahoo owns Tumblr now, so go rage or something, I guess. I don't know.
I really hope that they don't do something stupid with it.
Yeah. They probably will. And that was Jordan /Jackal27. You follow him on Twitter at Jackal27.
Yep.
There. I did it for you. Alright. Caleb, bye.
You know, Super Star Wars has really bad animation, but I don't really mind at all.
Yeah.
Unlike Color Commando.
I have really bad parts.